You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On a Tuesday afternoon, Don Day joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Normally, we would jump straight to South America, Don, but boy, it's going to be cold here, and I'm going to be on the road in Peoria and Moline and Malta, the northern half of the state of Illinois, over the next 3 days, and it looks like I'm going to have some really frigid weather. Can you tell me about it, please?
Oh, yeah. We are looking at a lot of very, very cold, dense air settling into the middle half of the country, all the way to the East Coast and from the East Slopes of the Rockies. This is another wave of Arctic air where the source region's coming right out of Siberia. So this is the real deal, and it's going to be several days of severe cold. Most of the snow is going to be of the lake effect variety, so we're not expecting a lot of precipitation. But boy, do bundle up and be ready for severe cold.
How cold will it be?
Well, we're expecting daytime temperatures in some areas, not leaving the single digits, going below zero, highly likely.
That'll start, I think, Wednesday, maybe our coldest day in our part of the world here in Champaign. How widespread is this through the nation?
Well, basically, as you go from the Mississippi, Missouri Valley, Northern Plains states, Western Corn Belt, through the Great Lakes, that's where it will initially come in. Then it's going to push south all the way to the Gulf Coast, all the way into Florida, and then along the East Coast. And with the real cold air getting settled up around that New England area, the interior Great Lakes is where the core, the coldest temperatures will be.
Once this finger makes its way into the United States, into the that deep into the U.S., is it more likely that it will happen again and again over the rest of the winter season?
Yeah, I do think that this we're not done with this. The pattern that we see developing in years past and previous patterns does tend to indicate that when we see this pattern, when we have in the past, that there will be more episodes of cold this month and February. I would especially watch out for late January and early February. We will see a warm-up after this cold wave, but it's not going to be anything like that warmer weather we had in early December, where we had a good 2 weeks of mild temperatures. Any warm-up will be brief.
All right. Turn your attention to South America, where they're in the midst of their growing season. Any problems that have developed over the holiday season?
Well, they've seen some rain. Good to see. The forecast for rain isn't quite as good here for at least Brazil going into the next week to 10 days. There's some rain, but it's going to be a little bit drier than normal. Argentina, on the other hand, is poised to have some really good chances of good precipitation here in the week ahead.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us, Don.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Dave Dickey will be in my seat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week as I'm on the road with the Corn and Soybean Classic Series. Walk-ins are still welcome for that. You can find the details at CropSciConferences.com. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.